Veteran Stan Solomon has experienced firsthand the frustration many feel with accessing the VA system. For 8 years, he was a volunteer driver, bringing vets from up north down to the VA hospital in Manchester.
For things like diabetics having to have their toenails cut, the cost of driving them down there and back would be far greater than the cost of having a podiatrist up here. I thought that this perhaps might make the difference. That is the
Solomon holds up his shiny new choice card. Congress passed the Veterans Choice Access and Accountability Act last year to get this card into Solomon's hands. It's like an insurance card that, in theory, will allow him to see a local doctor who will then be reimbursed by the VA at Medicare rates. But Stan already tried using the choice card to set up an appointment with a local dermatologist. And he got conflicting information from staff at the Manchester VA about whether he even qualifies for the program.
For one person to tell me that I'm qualified and for another person to say, well, I have to wait to see if you're qualified. Well, I don't know at what stage I'm at. Do I make another appointment with Manchester or do I just wait?
The choice program is supposed to make things easier. New Hampshire is home to more than 117,000 veterans, and about one quarter of them uses the VA system. And under the new choice program, vets who live more than 40 miles from White River Junction, Vermont, that's the location of the closest full-service VA hospital, and who meet a couple other qualifications, are able to see a doctor close to home with VA paying the bill. That is, if the doctor already accepts Medicare and has agreed to participate in the choice program. And it's that new process veteran Bill Hounsell hopes will fix the problems he keeps running up against.
When you go into the hospital and you tell them to bill the VA, they just don't listen. So they bill Medicare. And then you assume that the VA is going to take care of it. Time goes by, then you get collection letters.
Here's how this is supposed to work. The VA in Manchester communicates with the state's vets, but they don't run the choice program. It's a private company that determines the veteran's eligibility and distributes the cards. Gary Von George, the Manchester VA's business office manager, says VA communicates with hospitals across the state about the new program. He also emphasizes that vets need to be proactive.
This is your choice. You need to tell the third-party administrator.
That's the private company overseeing the entire choice program.
If they give you an appointment that you feel is unreasonable, tell them no. You're exercising your choice under the choice law, and you want a provider closer.
Everyone at this meeting who spoke up had glowing praise for staff at New Hampshire's six VA facilities. And that makes sense. According to the VA's own data, approximately 95% of vets in New Hampshire get appointments in less than 30 days. It's the bureaucracy above the local staff that has veterans like Stan Solomon skeptical.
I'd like to be optimistic, but I'm going to take a wait-and-see attitude. I would hope that it's just not another political ploy of some sort. Thank you for your service is a meaningless statement unless you follow it up with some action. Well, what else can I say?
For vets who don't already have a choice card, the remainder will be mailed out in the coming weeks. Then it will be a matter of vets doing their homework to find out where they can get service closer to home if they choose to. The program is set to expire in 3 years, when the VA hopes to have enough staff to avoid the kind of long delays that spurred Congress to pass the law in the first place. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.